This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Mikey on Joy.
We're very privileged here at Joy to always discuss such broad range topics, and this morning, of course, is no exception. We are joined in the studios today by the director of the DAX Centre, Charmaine Smith, to discuss the new exhibition, Stigma, Dismantled, Revealed. Charmaine, welcome to Joy.
Thanks, Tom.
Look, first, Charmaine, as the director of the DAX Centre, can you explain to our listeners what the DAX Centre is?
Yeah, absolutely. So at the DAX Centre, we use art to talk about mental illness and break down the stigma that exists around it. So visual art, poetry, and we have education programs for secondary school, tertiary school students, plus we're also open to the general public as well. And we use art as a way to start a conversation about what is going on in people's lives, and also to start a conversation around what does it feel like to live with a mental health problem? What does that look like? What are my symptoms? What does that feel like on a daily basis? You know, so that we can open up, I guess, the conversation and start to break down stigma.
And that's what's going to happen, because if you're sitting at home and you are feeling depressed or you're having thoughts, if you can see it in somebody else and it started discussion, it might send the light bulb up on you, and hopefully you might be able to get some help before you end up in that very dark place.
Yeah, absolutely. So what we do know is that in any given 12-month period, 50% of people that will have symptoms of a mental health issue won't seek help. So we know that in some way the current sort of help-seeking paths that are out there are not working 100%. And so art for us is a way where we can start that conversation, open up the dialogue, and create that connection between people, so that there isn't that stigma out there, and it's more likely that people are going to go out and seek
help. Art's been doing that since the caveman days. I mean, let's be honest, that's what started conversation, is what brought people together, art. And it's so great to see that we're still moving into that, even in the days of technology where we all can't get off Facebook.
How's it having the high school students coming in with the education programs around that? Because I know that mental illness is so present within that little community of high schools. Yep. How does that go with them?
They love it. They respond so well to it. I think for the young people, getting to see it through art, getting to be in a gallery, getting to hear people's stories and their journeys through a piece of art just completely changes the conversation, and it opens it up in a way where it's not about the stats anymore. It's just about what's going on in someone's life, and you can really create that heart-to-heart link. And then the kids also hear from someone with lived experience as well, so getting to hear that first-hand story is really powerful as well.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
So at the moment at the DAX Centre, your current exhibition is called Stigma, Dismantle, Revealed. What is the importance of this exhibition, and what are you hoping that it sends to the broader community?
Yeah, so the importance, I think, is getting to have a dialogue around what the impacts of stigma can be. So it's really important for us to understand that if someone is stigmatized, that has an impact on all parts of their life. So it might stop them from getting help, it might stop them from going out getting a job, but you know, might stop them from getting a life partner. So all of these really important things in our lives, all of a sudden we can't move forward with, because we feel like people are judging us because of our mental illness. And that's, you know, that's something that we want to break down and stop.
Do you think a lot of stigma, I mean, I know I've suffered, you know, I had a little breakdown a couple of years ago, went through it all. Most of it was my internal stigma. The rest of the world wasn't judging me like I was thought they were. It was all inside my head. And I,
self-stigma. Absolutely, yeah. And the artists talk about that as well. And I think in even being able to have a dialogue about that, to verbalize through art that you've had that experience where you've felt that stigma towards yourself, helps to break it down. And it also helps, I think, for the viewer of that piece of art to go, oh my God, I've had those thoughts about myself too. Oh, I didn't even know that it was maybe wrong or that it was damaging because it's become my norm. So it's about kind of, I guess, providing that safe way of helping people to see that those negative thoughts about themselves don't have to be like that, basically, that it doesn't have to be that way.
And sometimes when you are in your own mind, you can't find the words, but what a great way that art can actually probably bring out some emotions, feelings, anger, you know, all those feelings. You can bring it out, yeah. But you probably couldn't speak it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Look, I see that the program is not just the gallery exhibition. It's actually going to be quite hands-on as well.
Yes, so we've got quite a bit of public programming. So there's a artist in conversation on tonight, 6 to 8 p.m. So, and that's open to all, so...
And how, if people wanted to go along, is there still tickets available for tonight?
Definitely, yes. So you can RSVP at info@daxcentre.org or you can just show up. So we do understand that not everyone is maybe going to have the chance to do that. So do feel free just to turn up on the night.
You're very welcome.
And so you're going to, basically you go along tonight, we're going to get to meet some of the artists, get to talk to them, ask some questions and they'll go along. I also believe, what I wanted to know, there's an artist in residence, yes, and she's weaving.
I heard about that. Yes,
Jessie. Yeah, it's amazing. So yes, it's actually really nice to go into work every day and there's an artist there working. So cool. Yes, she's there for 5 weeks, so this is the second week. She's there every Wednesday, Thursday and Friday from 12 to 5 p.m.
Wow.
And she's also going to be there on two Sundays. So on the 17th of March is our first Community Sunday, and you can come along and you can weave with Jessie, and she's creating a weaving installation piece that will then be in the gallery.
And is that like the weaving where you put the stick between the bits of string? Is that weaving?
No, slightly different weaving. So she's using wire and recycled objects. So yeah, I'd really encourage people to come along, have a look, and get involved.
Charmaine, thank you so much for your time today. It's been a real pleasure.
Thank you.
No, it's been lovely to learn about this. Maybe I'll get my own little piece in the installation of the weaving section.
Yes, you can definitely do that. So if you want to come along and you don't have time to weave at that moment in time, I know a couple of people have come in and they've taken some things away to do at home and then they're going to bring them back to install with Jessie. So,
okay.
Yeah, Tom, there are lots of ways to get involved.
There's lots going on. So, look, do go and check out the program. You can go have a look at your website there. Andy will put our links, all of that, onto our thing. Everybody, it is a free exhibition that will run through until the 7th of June. The opening hours are every Wednesday to Friday from 12 to 5. But as you said before, there'll be some Sundays, the 17th and the 24th in March, between 11 and 4, where there's going to be some interactive. You'll get to meet some of the artists. I believe there'll even be afternoon tea.
There will be afternoon tea, yes.
Look, thank you so much. We do know how it's so important. Look, if anyone is looking for any information, support or guidance for the mental health professionals, you can contact the SANE helpline on 1800 187 263. But if anyone's in crisis, please call Lifeline on 13 11 14. Charmaine, thank you so much for coming in today, and it's great to see that art is helping.
Oh, awesome. Thank you, guys.
Wake up with Tom and Mikey, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandmikey.com. Subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get podcasts. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.